This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
But right now, I wanted to get into a spotlight on the Commanders as they get ready to play a joint practice session against the Jets tomorrow and then eventually a preseason game on Saturday at noon. Make note of that, by the way. This was not rescheduled from the night to the morning, a la the Nats tomorrow, who were going to play at 4, now they're playing at noon because of inclement weather pending. This is a scheduled noon kickoff for preseason action on Saturday, which is pretty obscure. But I got five guys. I made a list of five players that I think are going to be the most intriguing to see in this joint practice. So I'll just get the obligatory one out of the way first. It's easy, it's lazy, and we'll get it out of the way and we'll keep moving. Jaden Daniels, right? I mean, it's obvious. I've got to see, like the rest of you, what does this look like now against a real, legitimate NFL defense with, yes, it's not live. Sure, the bullets aren't flying like they're going to be eventually, but without a plan as to what they're running, not knowing what coverage you're getting before the snap, which is something, if he chose to, he could know at any of these training camp practices against his own team. We're going to learn more about Jaden Daniels tomorrow in that joint practice with New York than we have in any practice he's had so far, period. And then in the preseason game, and Jay Gruden was just sitting in studio for a couple of hours, and I thank him for having joined us, he made it very clear at the quarterback position, more so than any other spot, the game is so much more incrementally and exponentially more valuable than anything that you're doing in practices because you are going to get hit, you're going to take on contact, the ability to be tackled is on the table, and all of your reactions change when that's the case. Because he made a good point. I'm thinking, well, in practice, you know, they're going to blow the whistle if there's a rusher near you, and sacks are still counted, basically, even though you can roll out of it and make a throw or go down or whatever. And Jay's point is, you operate differently when you know that you might get hit hard, and it could hurt. And that's going to happen for the first time in a preseason drive, and he's probably not going to get more than one of them, at max two of them, on Saturday. So that's number one. I think it's obvious. It's easy, so I don't want to spend any more time on it, but the Commanders player I'm most excited to see perform against the Jets is Jaden Daniels. Number two on this list is Brandon Coleman, the left tackle. There's a legitimate chance that Brandon Coleman wins the starting job on the left side, and that would be a massive coup and a big-time boon for this front office. After they decided to take Daniels at number two, and then they came back with multiple picks in round two, and they chose Johnny Newton at 36, a defensive tackle, and Mikey Sanristel right at 50 out of Michigan, the nickel corner. In fact, they had a third pick in the second round, remember, and they went tight end Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State, who's going to be behind Zach Ertz on the depth chart. It was the third round, and they still hadn't gone offensive line. Fourth pick they're making. And they grab Brandon Coleman, who a lot of people said was a guard. They immediately announce him as a tackle. They tell you, we think he can play left tackle. And from the moment the draft ended, the narrative has been, this will be a watershed selection for this class. This is going to be a really big pendulum swinging pick to figure out how sharp this draft class was and this front office's process was this year. But can you imagine if Coleman ends up being the guy at left tackle and he's really good? What the potential for this class becomes? With Daniels, your quarterback, added in round one. Great reports on Sanders still. I was super happy with how he looked when I was out there. He's physical. He's instinctual. Some of that, I think, comes from him having played both sides of the ball, having been a former receiver. But he's just a willing engager at the line of scrimmage, throwing his body around. And it's hard to play in the nickel, and he did it at an exceptionally high level with the Wolverines last year, had the pick six in the national championship game. Johnny Newton, maybe not right away because Allen and Payne are two of your best football players. They don't come off the field very much, but he's got a chance to be a pass-rushing, pocket-collapsing presence at defensive tackle. So now you're talking about a world where maybe Daniels, Sharpie, stud, Sanristil, Sharpie, stud, and this hypothetical, Brandon Coleman, that guy at left tackle, he's a dude. Johnny Newton, star up front. If you have that type of draft class to get your stay as a front office started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's a whole new ballgame moving forward with our confidence in these decision makers. Because after years of going, I don't love how you addressed offensive line, you probably should have done more. It ended up being that when the dust settled, they should have done more, and they were wrong. Can you imagine if now this time they go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. We got Brandon Coleman, we're fine. And then they were right, and they found a guy. They were smarter than all the other teams that nobody else saw in the same lens that they did, and they were the team that was right. Oh, man, would that be fun. And it is possible now. That's on the table. That could happen. Not all the time, but sometimes. When you get a really good talent evaluator like they did at GM and Peters, when he brings in a very skilled evaluator to be his assistant in Lance Newmark, when you build out the front office with the reinforcements that they did, the depth and all of the departments, from R&D to player personnel like they did, they're built like a real NFL front office. And Jay was just sitting in here when we did the Ask Jay Gruden Anything segment at the end of his hour, and he talked about his frustration in the end with Snyder having been that really they didn't have a whole lot of control over picking their own players. What he didn't say, the quiet part there, was what got annoying was being told, you have to sign this guy, Terrell Pryor. You have to draft this guy. The late, sadly, Dwayne Haskins, whoever it may have been along the way, that you would butt heads with the Dan Snyder regime and people around him over, and then you just got to go coach him. That's your job. Go win football games. Well, you don't have an owner telling you who to draft anymore. You don't have a non-football executive, which is what Bruce was initially and should have always been as the team president, helping you form your roster. And I think that is the real game changer here. So Coleman, number two on my list, has been working against what is a mediocre to sub-average defensive end class for this team. Cleveland Farrell's more of a run stuffer. KJ Henry is kind of a back-of-the-roster guy. Dante Fowler, who we had on the show yesterday, go grab that podcast if you want. He was awesome. TheFanDC.com, GrantandDanny.com/audio. He is one-dimensional, I would say, is how it's been the last few years in his usage. He took issue with that yesterday, said he thinks he should be a three-down guy, and we'll see if he can prove that this year. But he's a decent speed rusher. He's probably as good a test as you're going to get if you're Brandon Coleman among quality edge pass rushers at camp. But you're about to get tested a lot better than that against the Jets. Coleman did not practice yesterday. I'm really hoping, my fingers are crossed, he's able to go tomorrow. Because there's a lot to learn if he's going up against former first-round pick Jermaine Johnson. I guess Hassan Reddick still isn't around or isn't practicing or doing a whole lot, but they've got Will McDonald, who they drafted in the first round, Michael Clemens, who's a pass rusher for them, who's decent. Obviously, up front, the defensive tackles that run some games and loop around, you might have to tangle with occasionally. Javon Kinlaw and Quinnen Williams, a couple of the best in the game. Dealing with linebackers if they decide to come downhill, Quincy Williams, C.J. Mosley. Like, that's a defense comprised of one standout after another, Pro Bowl caliber player after another. So Coleman, second on my list. This will be his first truly game-like telling test, and I'm fired up for that. Third on my list of Commanders players that I think we'll learn the most about against the Jets, joint practice and preseason, I'm going to throw Emmanuel Forbes out there just to see where is he at this point. And I don't mean on the depth chart after he was listed as a backup yesterday, even though he's been getting run with the starters for the most part at camp. But where is he in his development, in his effort to get back on track? He is leaving last year in the rearview mirror, which he should. And he is, I think, putting a lot of his eggs in the Dan Quinn, Joe Witt basket in hopes that he can be the latest member of their DB Reclamation Society. He doesn't look like a prototypical corner that they would have turned into a stud with the size and the length, but he's got the ball skills, doesn't he? Record for pick sixes in a season in college football and all time, the collegiate level. According to him, in an interview I did with him last week, and you can find it at thefandc.com, he said that Quinn was very interested in drafting him when he was with the Cowboys a year ago, when Forbes came out, and he thought Dallas might have been where he ended up before Washington took him. Now, take that for what it's worth. I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems like they've got a rapport and Quinn likes his game. But I just want to see, you know, he's made some plays in practice. There have been some times where he's going up against Terry McLaurin when I've been out there, and it's pretty obvious that McLaurin is on another weight class, that he's just literally and figuratively, I guess. But he's just a level up. But if you could go out, if you're Emmanuel Forbes against the Jets, and you get a chance to practice against, you're not going to see it in the game, Aaron Rodgers throwing the football to Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams, the former Charger, that's a tandem that's better than the duo that Washington's got. And McLaurin stacks up, I think, favorably with those two. But Wilson's probably the shiftiest guy you'll have faced since the start of training camp. So I just a really good opportunity to gauge where he's at.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.